This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
If you love Newt Zone, then love Fletcher's World, one of the awesome regular shows on ORFM. Listen as Fletcher brings you music, chat, and segments like you've never heard before.
Kia ora everyone and welcome to Fletcher's World Season 5, one of Youth Zone's awesome regular shows. My name's Fletcher Tilliard and I'm a Year 12 student at John McGlashan College. I love bringing my show Fletcher's World to you, but you can now catch my show fortnightly on Fridays at 4:30pm live on ORFM, or you can download my podcast and listen to it whenever you feel like it. This week we start again with our awesome music segment, Fletcher's Mixtape, where I choose a song, I then unpack it a little, and then we listen to the song. This week I've asked my resident podcaster, Jack Divers, for his music choice for this week, and he's chosen a track that was released not too long ago. Stay tuned. And then we have my exciting guest segment, The Rusty Report with Jack, who is a Year 13 student here at McGlashan. Today, Jack and I are focusing on fashion at McGlashan, which happened a few weeks ago, as Jack was modelling at the event, and we'll also talk about all things modelling as well. I will then be moving on to my highlights package, the football fan segment, where I'll be having a quick look at some football highlights over the last few weeks, as per usual. And my final segments will be Dunedin Drift, which is a fab one for locals or tourists or both, with some suggestions for cool Dunedin hangouts. Last time I talked about the Finance Street of Dunedin, Princess Street and the Exchange. But what will it be this week? I wonder. And now for my 15th exciting show for 2025, let's get into it. Welcome to Fletcher's Mixtape, which is where I choose a song, I do some research on the background of the song, and then we unpack it a bit before listening to the song. So for this week's mixtape, we're going back in time for a track which wasn't released not too long ago, chosen by my friend Jack Divers. The song that he's chosen today is the Lord classic, Royals. Now, this isn't just a song, it's a monumental moment in modern music history. Released in 2013, it's a track that perfectly captures the sound of the time, that minimalist, lo-fi pop feel. It's got that killer beat, that haunting synth, and a melody that just lodges itself into your brain and refuses to leave. But beneath that simple, almost stripped-back sound, there's a much more deeper and more thoughtful message. Royals was the debut single from her debut EP, The Love Club. If you are familiar with the artist Lord, whose real name is Ella Yellick O'Connor, was a precocious and incredibly talented teenager from Devonport, Auckland. The song was a massive breakout hit, catapulting her from a promising young artist to a global superstar almost overnight. It's a fitting title as the song explores themes of wealth, status, and the disconnect between the opulent lifestyle celebrated in pop culture and the everyday reality of a teenager growing up in a regular suburban neighbourhood. The artist herself, Lord, was just 16 when Royals was released. She was a breath of fresh air in a pop landscape which was dominated by glossy and overproduced tracks. Her music was raw, honest, and filled with a lyrical maturity that belied her age. The name Lord comes from her fascination with aristocracy, but with an added E to make it sound more feminine. This theme of royalty and power runs deep through her early work, particularly her album Pure Heroine, of which Royals is the centrepiece. Her debut EP, The Love Club, was a much more darker, more introspective affair, but with Royals, she managed to blend her thoughtful, often melancholic lyrics with a more polished, radio-friendly sound. This fusion is what made Royals such a global smash. It was a massive hit on both sides of the Atlantic, reaching number one in the UK and a coveted number one in the US, where it stayed on top at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 for 9 consecutive weeks. Interestingly, the song was born out of a simple observation. Lord and her producer, Joel Little, were in the studio and she started writing the lyrics after seeing a photograph of the Kansas City Royals baseball player George Brett signing autographs. She was struck by the opulence, over-the-top imagery of modern pop culture and wanted to write a song that critiqued it from a relatable, grounded perspective. The song's lyrics are a brilliant piece of social commentary. While the title suggests a literal fascination with royalty, the song is a critique of a society obsessed by power, wealth, and status, whether it's on a celebrity scale or a personal one. The royals' part isn't about being a king or queen, but more about the human condition of striving for a life that is often out of reach. And with that, let's dive into the track. This is Lords Royals.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
So when you hear that iconic beat and Lord's smooth vocals, remember that you're not just listening to a catchy pop tune, you're hearing a song that represents a high point in the indie pop movement, a track that helped define an entire decade and a piece of thoughtful, intelligent music from an artist who is anything but superficial. Did you enjoy that, Jack?
Yes.
Well, that's all for Fletcher's mixtape today. I'll catch you all later on. Welcome back to the Rusty Report with Jack Divers. Today we're going to be talking about Fashion at McGlashan, which took place right here at McGlashan just a few weeks ago, and we're also going to be talking about all things modelling as well. Kia ora, Jack.
Kia ora, Fisher.
So, Fashion at McGlashan. Interesting. Now tell me, Jack, what was Fashion at McGlashan?
Fashion show.
A fashion show? Cool. Was it raising money for anything?
Yes, the arts.
The arts. Awesome. That would be for the James the Arts Hub here at school, right?
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, how were you involved with Fashion at McGlashan?
I was a model.
A model? Wow, that is awesome. So, how did the whole process start?
Auditions.
Auditions? Sounds interesting. Tell me more, and what did you have to do at your auditions?
Walking.
Walk? Well, easier said than done, eh?
To what?
Okay, so after auditions, what came next?
The fittings.
The fittings? Awesome. So that is where you would be required to go in to see several of the fashion labels who were involved with the event and try on different outfits for the night, right?
Yes.
What was your favourite shop to go to for your fittings throughout the whole process?
Hard Fashion.
Cool. What did they have you to wear?
Pants and jacket, shoes and cap.
Ooh, nice outfit. I bet you looked awesome there.
Well, thanks, Fisher.
Okay then, so after the fittings, was there anything else you were involved with?
Rehearsal.
So when was your rehearsal?
The weekend, Sunday.
Wow, that's very committed. So I gather they had you practice walking down the runway again before the night, right?
Yep.
So on the day of the event, like, what happened? Did you have to go in for hair and makeup?
I had makeup and the drama room.
Makeup? Interesting. That must be the first time you've worn makeup ever. And what did it feel like?
That's weird.
Not something you'd like to do on a regular basis then.
If not.
And where did you then get dressed?
Downstairs at the canteen.
Oh, the canteen would have worked well as a backstage area because it's right underneath the main stage of the chapel, which was where the runway was.
Was indeed.
So, what was it like during the event on the night walking down the runway?
I was so nervous. It was cool.
Oh, I would have been nervous as well. I'm very proud of you for stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing something scary. I heard you were amazing the 3 times you walked down the runway.
Thanks, mate.
It's been awesome speaking to you today, Jack, about your experience in our James E. Hubs fundraiser for Fashion at McGlashan. We will look forward to potentially seeing you on the runway in the future. Ka kite, Jack.
See you, Fisher.
And now for my next segment, football fans. Alright then, here we go with the highlights from the football world over the last few weeks. Manchester United have finally won a Premier League game, beating Burnley 3-2 via a penalty from Bruno Fernandes. Crystal Palace thrashed Aston Villa, beating the Lions 3-0. Tottenham Hotspur have signed Xavi Simons from RB Leipzig for a fee of £51.8 million. Liverpool have agreed to sign striker Alexander Isak from Newcastle United for a fee of £125 million. Aston Villa have been holding talks to sign West Ham midfielder Lucas Paqueta on a loan deal. Napoli are now close to signing Rasmus Højlund from Man United on loan. Liverpool Crystal Palace manager Oliver Glasner has said that he wants Mark Guehi to stay at Palace after being approached by Liverpool. Bayer Leverkusen have sacked Erik ten Hag after just 2 games into the Bundesliga season. In the Serie A, Juventus beat Genoa 1-0, Napoli beat Cagliari 1-0, and Udinese shock Inter Milan, beating the Black and Blues 2-1. And Paris Saint-Germain beat Toulouse in a 9-goal thriller. Yes, a 9-goal thriller. Beating them 6-3 and Lachlan Brook has signed for Auckland FC from Rail Salt Lake on a free transfer. Stay tuned for more football news on our next show. And now for another exciting instalment of Dunedin Drift, where I'll be taking a look at some cool spots to check out in and around Dunedin. Today we're turning our attention to one of the city's lost treasures, the Dunedin-Mornington Tramway. While the trams are long gone, their history is a fascinating part of Dunedin's story, a tale of engineering innovation in everyday city life. The Mornington Line wasn't your typical tram line, it was a cable tram system, an ingenious solution to Dunedin's famously steep hills. The line, which opened in 1883, was the first cable tramway in the Southern Hemisphere and a remarkable feat of engineering for its time. It stretched from Princes Street up the steep incline to Mornington, providing a vital link for residents living up the hill suburbs to the bustling city below. The system was much like the famous cable cars of San Francisco, using a continuously moving steel cable running a conduit beneath the streets to pull the trams uphill. The construction of the Mornington Tailway was a tramway was a significant undertaking. The engineers had to contend with the city's challenging topography, laying tracks and installing the complex machinery needed to operate the cable. The line ran from the city centre up Rattray Street, then along View Street and High Street, before reaching the Mornington Terminus. The steepest section, known as the Cutting, had a gradient so severe that it was a marvel the trams could conquer it all. The sight of the little trams, slowly but surely making their way up the hill, was a common one for generations of Dunedin residents. The Mornington Tramway wasn't just a mode of support, it was a social lifeline. It allowed people to live further away from the city centre, contributing to the growth of suburbs like Mornington and Roslyn. For decades, it was how people went to work, visited friends, and did shopping. The trams were often crowded, full of the sounds of passengers chatting, the clang of the bell, and the unique growing of the cable machinery. They were an integral part of the daily rhythm of life in Dunedin. However, sadly, like a lot of tram systems around the world, the Mornington Tramway eventually met its end. With the rise of motor buses and private cars, the system was deemed obsolete, and the last trams ran on the line in 1957. The tracks were removed and the streetscape changed, but the legacy of the tramway remains in the memories and stories of those who rode it. Today, the route is still a challenging climb, a silent reminder to the engineering marvel that once conquered Dunedin's hills. So the next time you're near the Exchange and you look up towards Mornington, take a moment to imagine the trams of the past, and you're not just looking at a hill, you're seeing the path of a pioneering piece of Dunedin's history. Join us again for Dunedin Drift, where we uncover the stories behind the places that make our city special. Stay tuned for my next installment, but where will I go off to next? Well, that's my 16th show on Fletcher's World for 2025. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. First up today, I had a song that was released not too long ago for Fletcher's mixtape as we went with Lords Royals, and then we went on to the Rush Report for this report, and this week we chatted about fashion at McLashan as Jack was modelling at the event, and also we talked about all things modelling. And then it was on to my football fan segment as I looked over some of the biggest football news over the last few weeks as per usual. And then finally on Dunedin Drift, I focused on a long lost treasure of the city, the Dunedin Mornington Tramway. I look forward to seeing you next time on Fletcher's World. Ka kite ono and I'll see you later. Bye!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.